and give us gospel. Pastor Christian, where is the Pastor Isaac? Oh, Gotham! All right. Hey, welcome back. Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I hope that many of you had a good sleep.
希望大家昨天晚上都睡得很好。I'm
very sorry that Pastor Lawrence didn't have a good sleep.
非常抱歉, Pastor Lawrence, 昨天我并没有睡得很好。
Chairing meetings and chairing the praise and the worship.
被差派到做不同的工作。
Jesus said, do not worry.
耶稣说,不要忧虑。So
tonight, we will counsel you.
今天我们会安慰你，辅导你。Lay
hands on you.
我们会为你祷告。And
pray that you will not have excessive concern.
祷告说你不会有太大的忧虑。Now
we all need to hear the Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们都需要听到神的话语。And the rest and the peace that He can give us.
Come with me in your booklets. I think we are on to page. Can you give me the page numbers?
当我们翻开我们的手册，第五页。
Page 8. Okay, good. Let's turn to God in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Loving Heavenly Father, we bow before you.
亲爱的天父, 我们来到你的面前, 俯伏敬拜。
And we call upon your mercy and your grace and your love that is available in Christ and Christ alone.
我们在基督里面, 我们祈求主你的爱, 你的怜悯, 你的恩典临到我们。
We pray now that you will speak your word by your Holy Spirit.
祷告说，求你的圣灵来引导，让我们能够明白你的话语。Speak
that we might hear.
你说，以致我们可以听见。Speak
that we might repent.
你说，以致我们可以悔改。Speak
that we might be strengthened.
你说，以致我们可以被刚强起来。And
speak above all that we might mature and be like Jesus, our Savior and our Lord.
就你向我们说话，以致我们可以像我们耶稣基督那一样的，刚强。
In His mighty name we pray.
耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Remember the anchor passage that I gave you yesterday?
记得昨天我们所提起的那个主要的那段的经文吗?
What was it?
是什么呢?
2 Timothy 3, right? And we'll be using lots of that.
提摩太后书第三章,我们会大多数的讲到都是根据这段的经文。
So in the outline that you have in front of you,
根据今天早晨的那个的重点信息的纲要呢,
we're going to be speaking about narcissism.
我们会提到是虚荣主义。
And so I'm going to spend some time on it, about 15 minutes or so.
我们花一点时间, 大概15分钟的时间,
before we plunge into the virtuality part.
在我们再看虚拟世界的这个部分。
When guests come from overseas, we like to bring them to the number one place in Singapore, Gardens by the Bay.
当有游客来或者是有朋友远方而来的时候呢，我们都要带他们到新加坡最出名的地方，就是滨海公园。How
many of you have been to Gardens by the Bay?
有多少个人有去过滨海公园呢?
How many of you haven't been to Gardens by the Bay?
有多少个人没有去过滨海公园?
Are you Singaporean?
你是新加坡人吗?
No, it's one of those places. I asked my church and a good number of them are Singaporeans. They've never been to Gardens by the Bay.
我问我教会的弟兄姐妹，有很多的新加坡人都没有去过滨海公园。
And so we had a speaker come, Paul Tripp from America, pastor.
那我来到，有一个客座讲员来到，就是 Pastor Paul Tripp.
So we went firstly to the Flower Dome.
所以我们第一就去到花园的那个的公园里面。
Then we went to the Cloud Forest Dome.
然后就去到云端的那个的瀑布那个地方。
If you ever go to the Cloud Forest Dome,
如果你有去过那个有云端的那个的瀑布的地方的话呢,
there's a signage there that should catch your eye.
那边呢有一个指示牌，你应该是有看到的。
And the signage says,
那个告示牌呢说,
this way to the lost world.
这个方向走就是去到迷失的世界。
So we looked at the sign and said, this way to the lost world.
所以我们看见那个告示牌说, 就是往这个方向我们就可以去到迷失的世界。
It's a very strange sign.
那是一个非常奇怪的告示牌。
If you want to get lost, go there.
如果你要迷失的话, 你就去那里。
But then we thought about it.
那我们在想这个事的时候,
this is such a wonderful gospel statement.
就是一个非常, 奇妙的, 用来传福音的一个的话语, 一句话。
In our own eyes, we are really okay.
在我们自己的认知下呢, 我们认为我们是可以的。
We are intelligent, and man plus machine and science is making tremendous progress.
我们是聪明的, 要看到科学科技的时候呢, 我们是可以做很多很好的事情, 很棒的事情。
But in God's eyes, it tells us in Romans chapter 1,
但是在神的眼睛里面呢, 在罗马书第一章,
In trying to be wise in our own eyes, we become fools in God's eyes.
当我们在我们自己眼里面尝试成为聪明的人的时候呢, 在神的眼中却成为愚昧的。
So from God's eyes and God's perspective,
从神的眼光来看的时候,
we are lost people living in a lost world without Him.
我们是一群迷失的人, 生活在迷失的世界里面, 当我们没有他的时候。
To presume that we know the way is to insult God.
认为我们是, 知道这个方向的话, 我们是侮辱了上帝。
To presume that you know your identity and your destiny is to actually insult the cross of Jesus Christ.
如果我们认为我们是知道我们是谁, 我们的认识自己的话, 我们就是侮辱了耶稣基督的十字架。
Jesus said in Luke 19, verse 10,
主耶稣在路加福音这样说,
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost.
人子来是要寻找和拯救失丧的人。
Which presumes
就是说,
that you and I will acknowledge that we are lost, spiritually lost, relationally lost, personally lost, without God.
就是说我们都会承认说我们是属灵上, 都是失落的人。 如果当我们没有上帝的同在的话,
Which means we don't need a sign to say this way to the lost world.
就是说我们其实不用一个告诉牌告诉我们这个方向走就是去到迷失的世界。
We are the lost world.
我们本来就是那个迷失的世界。
Agree?
同意吗?
If you don't agree, you have just disagreed with the Lord Jesus.
如果你不同意的话, 你就是等于说不认同耶稣所说的。
Because he says his mission sent by God is to seek and to save the lost, to find you and to save you and me because we are spiritually lost without God.
因为耶稣来这世界的目的呢, 就是要寻找跟拯救世上的人, 就是说他要寻找我们, 你我。
Jesus also said,
耶稣也说,
It's not the healthy who need a doctor.
我们是需要, 健康的人是不需要医生的。
It's the sick who need a doctor.
生病的人才需要医生。
Agree?
认同吗?
So from God's perspective, in Jesus, our Savior and our Lord,
在神的眼中看来呢, 耶稣基督我们的救主,
we are lost and we are sick.
我们是迷失的, 我们也是生病了。
Agree?
认同吗?
This is Bible 101, basic Christianity.
这是基督教教义的基本。
If you agree, then you turn to your neighbor now and say, I'm lost. And your neighbor says to you, I'm sick.
如果你认同的话, 你跟你的邻居说, 我迷失了, 我生病了。
Okay, why don't you try? I'm lost. Thank you. Can you agree to that?
你可以认同吗?
Truly?
真的认同吗?
That without God in your life, you are lost.
就是没有神在你的生命的时候呢,你就是迷失的。
Without God in your life, you are sick, you are spiritually sick, you are emotionally sick, you are relationally broken.
在没有神的同在的时候呢,我们是生病的, 不管是我们的属灵生命,我们个人的生命,或者是人与人之间的关系。
You think you are in control of your life?
你觉得你认为你可以掌管你的生命吗?
You can't even handle this phone.
你根本也不能够, 完全地掌握这个的电话。
What you do with it, where you go with it.
你要怎么样使用它?
If you can't handle a phone and 5 minutes on it, half an hour on it, What makes you think you can handle your life?
如果你不能够掌控你的手机，要怎么样使用它，用多久？你怎么样认为你是可以掌控你的生命的呢？
We are so proud and arrogant.
我们太过的骄傲。
You can't handle a single thought that comes into your mind, most of which is bad or sinful.
我们完全不能够掌控任何的思想，进入我们的想法里面的。
And you still won't acknowledge that you are lost, you are sick.
而我们仍然不认为我们是迷失的，我们是生病的。
You can't handle your relationship with your wife or your husband.
你们不能够处理夫妻之间的关系。
You and I don't know how to honor our parents.
你我都不懂得怎样去尊崇、尊荣我们的父母。
You don't know how to deal with your brother or sister.
你不懂怎么样跟你的弟兄姐妹相处。
And you still don't think you are lost or sick.
而你还是认为你不是迷失，不是生病了。
You are lost and you are sick.
你是迷失了，你是生病的。
Agree?
认同吗？
Without the bad news, you don't have the good news.
没有坏的消息的话，就没有好的消息的存在。
If you're not lost, you don't need the Son of Man to come from heaven to save you.
如果你不是迷失的话，那我们就不用人子来从天上而来来拯救我们。
If you're not sick, Jesus died on the cross for nothing.
如果我们没有生病的话，耶稣钉死在十字架上是没有意义的。
And so when we come to the apostles like Paul the apostle,
当我们来到门徒，好像使徒保罗那样
，Paul's diagnosis of our lost condition of living in the last days is this.
保罗这么样说，在失落的世界里面，他这么样说
：In the last days, people will be lovers of money, lovers of self, lovers of pleasure.Rather than lovers of God.
保罗说，在这个末世里面呢，人都会爱自己、爱钱财、爱过于爱神。
And we called that last night misdirected love.
而我们昨天所讲的就是一个误导的爱。
Misdirecting it from the rightful object of our love, our life, our loyalty, to the wrongful object, yourself.
把一个对的爱的方向呢，其实放在神的身上，但是我们却误导我们的爱用在我们的身上。
And so the definition of narcissism.
所以呢，虚荣主义的一个的定义呢，就是
is extreme self-love and expense of God and expense of neighbor of others.
就是用把我们的爱对神跟邻舍的爱消耗在极端的、极度的爱自己的身上。
And because of this extreme self-love at the expense of God and of others.
所以呢，我们就用我们的爱极度的来爱我们自己，而不去爱神和邻舍。
There's so much hurt and harm between us.
所以在我们当中有太多的伤害。
There's so much brokenness between us and in us.
在我们当中有太多的破碎的关系。
And we saw last night that one manifestation of being lovers of self, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure.
在当中的其中一个例子是一个自爱自己、爱钱财跟爱享乐的例子。
Rather than lovers of God,
而不是爱神的
is to face extreme breakdown in marriage and family.
而是经历完全的在婚姻里面的破碎。
The four terms that are there in 2 Timothy 3.
那在提摩太后书第三章那四个词句
disobedient to their parents
不尊敬父母
ungrateful to parents
对父母不感恩
unholy
不圣洁
heartless
没有感情
extreme breakdown of family
是一个极度的破碎的家庭
I say to you from the west to the east
我对你从东到西跟你讲
We are facing an extreme breakdown and meltdown of marriages and of families.
我们在面对的是一个极度破碎的婚姻关系和家庭的和谐关系。
In a seminar workshop I conducted with another speaker.
在一个讲座会里面
He gave the survey and the statistics.
他分享了一个的讨论结果。
That the rate of divorce and the rate of marriage breakdown is no different between Christians and non-Christians.
在离婚率里面呢，完全是没有分基督徒跟非基督徒的离婚率。
What does that tell us?
是告诉我们什么呢
？That tells us we're not listening to the word of God.
告诉我们根本没有听神自己的话语。
You want existential daily proof of this?
你需要每一天都存在的问题来证明这个事实吗？
One of my lecturers in the U.S. when I was doing my doctorate in preaching.
我其中一个讲道的老师这样说。
Told a story of his own life.
他告诉我们他的生命见证。
He grew up in New York.
他在纽约成长长大。
And then his mother died when he was a young boy.
他母亲呢就在他年幼的时候就去世了。
But his father, though young, as a widower, had never remarried.
他爸爸完全我从来没有再重婚再婚过。
Because the father's reasoning and conclusion ran along these lines.
因为爸爸呢就是认为这样子。
No other woman would love him more than his own mother.
没有其他任何一个女人能够爱她的孩子比超越她的妈妈。
So the father raised him all by himself.
所以他的父亲就亲自的把他抚养长大。
And so he grew up, he became a Christian.
所以当他长大后，他成为了一个基督徒。
Very bright, very smart, went to Bible college.
所以非常聪明，他去了圣经学校。
Gifted.
有才干、才华。
Went on to become the president of a Bible college.
然后就成为了一间神学院的院长。
His father continued to live on the East Coast.
他父亲继续的生长在。
He now was president of a seminary on the West Coast.
他现在呢，就是另外一间神学院的院长。
So he got the news that his father had a fall. The father had a fall.
他听见他父亲说他跌倒了。
So he went to find out and to look after his dad.
所以他就去找他的父亲来照顾他的父亲。
Father was getting old, losing his memory, amnesia.
他的父亲呢就得了失智症，就慢慢的忘记很多东西。
So he said that you got to come and live with me.
所以他就对他父亲说，你要来跟我一起住。
And so brought his dad to live with him in the Bible College where he was president.
他就把父亲带到他去神学院那里跟他一起住。
It was a summer day. Summer day.
一个就是夏天。
And it was hot.
是很炎热的夏天。
And the father, you know, he kept going in and out of the house.
他父亲一直从家里面走出外。
They had a patio, a veranda at the back, to the garden.
Okay, 他就后院里面。
And so in the house there was air conditioning. You go out, the air conditioning is lost.
在家里面呢，就是有冷气的。但是当他出去的时候呢，冷气都散开了。
So my lecturer said to his father, "Dad, can you decide? Do you want to stay in the house or go out?" And the father said, "I'll stay in. I'll stay in."
所以我的讲师就跟他的父亲说，爸爸，你就住在屋子里面，不然的话就在外面。然后他父亲说，我决定就在里面。
And every few moments, he will stay in and then go out and then come back, and in and out. And so the son was getting irritated with him.
然后但是他父亲过了一阵子呢，就在屋里面，然后又走去外面，再进来，再出回去。那儿子呢，就开始有点不耐烦了。
So dad, can you decide you want to stay in or go out?
他的儿子就说，父亲啊，你可不可以决定你要在里面还是在屋外面呢？
And then he said, stay in, stay in.
然后父亲说，我在里面，我在里面。
And then he went out again.
然后他又再出去了。
And my lecturer had enough frustration, enough anger to shove his dad down and say, sit here, dad.
Yeah, 我的讲师呢就非常的失去耐性了，忍不住他的那个脾气了，就把他的父亲按下来说，你就坐在这里。
Enough frustration, enough anger to almost discipline his father.
他已经有点气愤了，觉得说我要管教我的父亲。
That's when he realized what a wretched man I am.
他就在那个时刻就发觉他是一个非常破碎的一个人。
My father forsook his happiness for me.
我的父亲放弃了他自己的婚姻，再度的寻求婚姻，为了我的缘故。
And I cannot even cope with the petty irritation of him going in and out of an aircon room.
而我竟然呢，不能够去忍受跟包容他一直往冷气室还有户外这样子的一直走来走去的一个
动作。And I had enough anger and venom to sit him down and to scold him.
而我呢，就充满着气愤、生气的让他坐下来，然后呢，要骂他。
Oh, wretched man that I am!
我是一个何等破碎的一个人。
that's an expression and experience of lostness and sickness.
这就是一个失落跟生病的一个的例子。
He told us that story to never forget how sinful we can be towards God and towards our loved ones.
他的例子告诉我们，我们是何等的罪恶，对神跟对人。
Never underestimate how nasty you can be.
我们从来没有办法去估计我们可以多么的充满罪性。
Narcissism is extreme self-love at the expense of God and of others.
虚荣主义呢，是一个对自己过于的溺爱，而不去爱神跟爱别人。
Without God, we are a bundle of misdirected loves. Every day, every moment, every incident.
没有神的同在之下呢，我们只是一群完全被误导、乱乱使用我们爱没有方向的一群人。
Instead of loving God and loving others. In every incident, we turn the love to self.
我们就把所有我们的爱呢，就消耗在爱自己的身上，而不是花在爱神和爱人的身上。
Only Jesus, by His death on the cross, resurrection from the dead, can redirect our love back to God and back to loving neighbors, an expression of loving God.
只有耶稣基督在十字架上受死复活，他的爱才能够把我们的爱重新的引导导航，使我们用我们的爱来爱神，还有爱我们的邻舍。
You believe that?
你相信吗？
That you are not a nice person.
相信你不是一个好人吗？
You are a nasty person.
你是一个混乱罪恶的一个人。
You want to turn to your neighbor and say, I'm nasty.
你要跟你的邻居说
你是有罪
性的吗？
Right.
其实你的朋友、夫妻都知道。
Please don't walk around thinking that you are nice.
请不要看自己为认为自己是一个好人。
In your heart, you are not nice.
在你的心里面，其实你知道你不是一个好人。
And unless you are given a new heart by being born again by believing in Jesus, you will forever be.A nasty person under the camouflage of niceness.
除非我们是得着重生、得着救赎，我们有一颗新的心，不然的话，我们就没有办法成为那个好人。
So what's happening in your heart all the time?
所以你的心常常经历过什么样的一些的感觉是想呢
？So you know the Americans just dropped the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan.
嗯。
I think I understand. The biggest bomb. Right, they just dropped that bomb a few months ago. We have the mother of all wars happening in our hearts. Moment by moment, day by day.
我们心里面呢都一直在交战着。
And unless you humbly need Jesus and desperately need Jesus,
除非你非常的对耶稣非常的渴慕。
You and I will forever be fake churchgoers.
不然的话，你跟我都是一个戴着假面具去教会的人。
It's just fake.
就是戴上假面具。
One of the main struggles now of extreme self-love.
其中一个我们的挣扎呢，当我们太过的爱自己的时候
，is virtuality.
就是一个虚拟的世界。
Our phones, our computers, everything we do in the virtual world.
我们的电话，我们的电脑，任何我们在虚拟世界所做的事情。
So now we plunge in virtuality and connectivity.
所以我们现在来看虚拟世界跟真实的连接。
If you were stuck on an island all by yourself, what would you ask for?
如果
you are the only person on the island.
如果你一个人，就只有你一个人在一个岛里面，你会求什么呢
？If you were a man stuck on the island all by yourself, your plane went down, everybody died, you survived, you are on the island by yourself. What would you ask for?
如果你的飞机乘搭的飞机沉没了过后呢，只有你一个生还者的时候，你自己一个在岛上，你会求什么
？The question you might ask.
这个问题你可能会问这样子的问题。
Is not got wife or not got wifi or not?
而不是问说有没有无线网络。
Everywhere you land, the first thing you look for is got Wi-Fi or not.
不管你去到哪里，第一个你会问的问题就是有没有无线网络。
Wife disappeared, doesn't matter.
太太不见了。
Wife got lost, never come back, doesn't matter.
太太不见了，没有回来，不是问题。
Children got lost doesn't matter. Father got lost doesn't matter. Wi-Fi got lost matters.
儿子不见了不是问题，太太不见了不是问题，但是无线网络不见了就很大问题。
You still don't think you're sick or lost?
你还不认为你是生病还有迷失的吗？
You exchange things for people.
你把事物，把人物换成事物了。
It was barely 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that we all live in the world for centuries, for thousands of years without Wi-Fi.
15-20 年前呢，我们都是活在一个没有无线网络的世界里面。
And guess what? We survived.
而我们活得好好的。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you love the internet? Don't put up your hands. All of us.
哪一个人喜欢无线网络？
I also love the internet.
我也喜欢。
At the touch of a button, we get to go places and know places.
就按一按，我们就可以去到不同的地方了。
Through Google Maps, a photo of a place, a satellite picture.
就 Google 一下，我们就可以看到不同地方的照片，卫星的照片。
You could be sitting in a flat in Bishan.
你可以在 Bishan 是一个 HDB flat 里面。
And you could be walking on down the streets of Bhutan if you're thinking of going there for a holiday.
但是你却可以走在不丹的一个街道上，如果你认为你要打算要去那里的话。
You could be sitting in your room in Ang Mo Kio.
如果你在红帽桥这样子，在你的房间里面。
And walking down the streets of Amsterdam.
你可以在阿姆斯特丹这样子走着那个街道。
And the touch of a button, we get in touch with people.
就按一按，我们就可以跟人联系了。
We arrange for reunions.
我们就安排一个的相聚。
And a touch of a button, you know, somebody put us in touch. My whole group that went through primary school together, 20 miles from here.
就按一按，就某一个人就把我放进去一个的组群里面，就是小学的一个的组群。
And we had a reunion of 50 years.
我们就五十年的时光里面，我们就再次的相聚在一起。
All of us who went to primary one together.
我们每一个人都是去小学一年级的。
Of course, when we met each other,
当我们在相见的时候呢
，we were all disappointed. How come you look like that?
我们每个人都很失望，就是说为什么你变成这样子了
？Actually, don't recognize each other. Are you really him?
我们甚至不能够认得彼此了。
This is the pretty Mary. I almost married.
哇，这个是我差一点就要嫁给他的人。
Thank God I didn't marry her.
啊，感谢主，我没有娶她。
No, we didn't say that.
哦，我没有说这些。
That's the best thing about virtuality.
这是一个虚拟世界里面最棒的一件事情。
Virtuality is great for connectivity.
虚拟可以是一个很好的用途在连接的事情上。
But virtuality is not so great for community.
但是这个虚拟世界呢，并对于一个真实的群体来说呢，就不是太理想了。
So I want to ask you an honest question. You don't have to answer me. You don't even have to answer your neighbor. Where do you use this phone?
就用问你一个很诚实的问题，就是你在哪里用你的电话手机
？And you might say everywhere lah, if you're honest.
你可能会说哪里都用了。
Even in the toilet.
甚至在厕所都会用。
Even on the toilet bowl.
呀，你是在马桶上的时候还是在用电话
？A few years ago, when I preached this sermon.
几年前我在讲道的时候
，I googled the net.
我就在网上搜索
，and got a photo.
就看见一。
Of a guy sitting on his potty on his toilet bowl.
一个男人就坐在他的那个马桶上。
And doing this.
就在玩电话。
And then falling asleep.
就睡着了。
And of course, that's a disgusting picture.
那个并不是一个很好的一个想象的画面。
But you and I are totally prone to that.
但是你和我呢，就完全的很可能就是做着这样的事情。
A few years ago, there was a stabbing incident at Pasir Ris.
几年前有一件事情在Pasir Ris 发生。
Some groups of restless youth.
有一些的年轻人。
There was a staring incident.
恐怖的事情。
They stared at each other, didn't like that.
他彼此的对看，彼此不喜欢，讨厌。
Just text people.
就发信息给人。
Their friends came.
彼此的朋友都来了。
The knives came out, there was a knifing.
他们就拿着刀来当中。
Virtuality is great for connectivity.
虚拟的世界呢，是对我们来说是可以用来彼此连接的好的用具。
But not great for community.
但是呢，对于真实的群体生活并不是很理想的。
You can connect people out to do a crime.
我们可以用它来叫人来犯罪。
But to bond together to do good things.
但是要彼此的连结来一起做好的事情呢？
Those are things that we need to pray and be thinking about.
这些就是我们要祷告而且继续思考的事情。
For youth.
少年人，对少年人来说。
As you go from primary school, 12 years old, to 13, 14, 15 years old.
当你在小六一直升到13、14岁的时候呢？
You know what your parents face now?
你知道你的父母亲面对的是什么问题吗？
Your parents now face in a 21st century world.
你的父母在面对的一个21世纪的世界。
Competitive parenting.
彼此父母都在比较说要怎么样来教养孩子。
Because their number one competitor is not the domestic helper or maid.
他们第一个竞争的对象呢，不是他们的佣人。
The number one competitor to parenting is not your grandparents.
第一个彼此竞争的对手呢，也不是他们你的祖父祖母。
The number one competitor to parenting is the virtual world.
第一个我们父母竞争的对象呢，竟然是我们的虚拟世界。
The chats that you have with your friends.
就是你跟朋友之间的谈话聊天。
That is very fashionable. My father is so old, fuddy duddy lah.
就在当中呢，就讲到说我的父亲就complain 就控告我的父亲，就讲很多关于父亲的事情。
My mother one kind lah.
我妈妈就是这样的啦。
I go out, have to come back by 10 o'clock.
我出去晚上10点一定要回来。
Who comes back at 10 o'clock? So shameful lah.
谁会十点回家的？哎呦，
adult.
我是成年人了。
Adults don't come back to 1 a.m.
成年人是一点钟才回家的。
So you chat in the virtual world, you Google things in the virtual world, and it becomes totally acceptable and fashionable for you to go against your parents.
所以你就在你的传简讯的世界里面，虚拟世界里面，一直的跟朋友聊天。
You were a steady, contented single in QBC.
你就是一个非常满足于这个的电子世界的，在 QBC 里面。
And then you were invited to your friend's wedding.
你就被邀请出席朋友的婚礼。
And as you went to your friend's wedding, the number one question asked by everybody is.
当你去到婚礼的时候，第一个人家问的问题就是。
Hey, when is your turn?
Hey, 你几时到你？
It's the number one question you don't like, right?
就是第一个你不喜欢的问题。
Every Christmas and New Year is a nightmare.
每一个圣诞节跟新年都是一个不喜欢的节
日。Every uncle auntie says, "You look like your father. You look like your mother."
我父母我都会跟你讲说，你好像你的父亲，好像你的母亲。
That one is really a nightmare.
这个真的是一个不喜欢的事情。
Then as you get older,
当你再长大的时候
，the bigger nightmare is
更大的恐怖的事情。
When is your turn?
你下一个才知道你
，and then you smile，
然后你就笑一笑。
But inside, whenever you ask the question, it's a dagger, it's a dagger, it's a dagger。
就是每一次你听到这个问题的时候，就是一个刺在你的心上。
And so, what's the way to cope with your pain, your hurts, your daggers, your insecurity？
那你是怎样去面对、处理你的心中的那种的不满、那种的伤痛、那种的不安稳、不安心
？My savior。
你就看着你的电话说我的救主
virtual dating
就是去到了网上的约会
I don't know right. And there you go endlessly trying to find that life partner and soulmate on the net
你就在网际网路里面一直尝试寻找你的对象适合的对象
for married folk married people
对结婚的人来说
All around the world I increasingly hear sad stories like this
我们就一直在听到这些伤心的故事
Pastor Chris, I'm available for my husband each night, you know
Pastor Chris, 我每一天晚上都在等我的丈夫
As a joyful wife, as a dutiful wife
妻子是漂亮的妻子是蛮有喜乐的妻子
But every night he's out there on the computer surfing pornography
但是他每天都在电脑前，在网际网络搜寻着一些色情的网站。
You getting the message?
你拿到重点信息的重点吗
？That our gadgets are great for connectivity, but they are terrible for intimacy and terrible for community.
科技可以用来很好的善于彼此人与人之间的连接，但是它却对我们真实的群体生活 深深地影响着我们的群体生活。
If we don't watch it,
如果我们不小心的话，
you will know the people out there more than the people in here.
我们会对外面的人更认识，而不是对我们身边的人更认识。
If you don't watch it, you're more willing to give 3-4 hours of your time to somebody out there than your wife, your husband, your father, your mother, your daughter, your son, who is right there with you.
如果你不小心的话呢，你可能花你的3-4个小时在外面的世界里面，而不是花你的时间在你的家人、你的妻子、孩子的身上。
In the same car.
在一个车、一辆车里面。
In the same flat.
在一间屋子里面。
In the same space.
在一个同样的空间里面。
Just observe it.
你就去观察。
Every weekend, people go to restaurants to eat.
每一个周末呢，大家都会去到酒楼、酒家去吃饭。
As the family sits down,
当一个家庭坐下来的时候，
what do you notice?
你注意到什么？
All 4 or 5 people, everybody have their handphones out.
4-5个人都这样子同时的拿着电话来滑。
Then you wonder yourself, why go out to eat?
然后你就会问说，为什么出来吃饭呢？
Why go out to eat? Together.
为什么一起出来吃饭呢？
You're there in the body.
你的人就在那里。
But you're not there in the spirit.
但是你的心却不在那里。
So there are more and more. I came to a church camp here in KL.
我在 KL 的一个的营会里面呢。
And one of the people invited us to a restaurant for lunch.
一个人就邀请我去吃饭。
And that restaurant had this.
这个酒家有这个。
The moment you sit down.
你一坐下来的时候。
Middle of the table.
在你的桌子上
There's a basket.
就有一个篮子
It's a phone stack.
那个篮子就用来装电话的
Everybody leaves their phone there.
每一个人就把你的手机放在那个篮子上
And the rule of the restaurant is?
那个酒家的那个的规矩呢就是这样
Whoever touches the phone during the meal pays for lunch.
谁用电话在那个吃饭的时间用电话的话他就会付钱
What do you think?
你觉得如何
What do you think?You think can survive?
你觉得你可以活过来吗
Half an hour without the phone?
半个小时没有电话，可以吗
You know who might be calling me?
你知道谁会找我吗
Trump.
Trump.
He might tweet me.
他可能会yeah.
I think we need that, don't you think?
我觉得我们需要。
Not the tweet.
不是那个的。邀请
But the phone stack.
但是那个电话的 yeah,
And nobody touches
放在篮子上而没有人去动那个电话
Digital distraction
电子的科技
is going to lead to digital destruction
将会带来电子的那个的毁坏
Firstly, destruction of our own hearts
第一就是毁坏了我们的自己的心
Because this is our new object of worship
因为电话呢，就成为我们一个新的偶像，敬拜的偶像。
And this is the means to extreme self-love at the expense of God and of neighbor.
而这个电话就成为我们用来爱自己多于爱神跟爱别人的一个的工具。
And so I want to ask the question of myself and ask it under God of you.
我们就现在就要问我自己，还有在神面前问你这个问题。
How are you dealing with virtuality?
你怎么样去处理运用虚拟世界的工具
？Then virtuality and authority.
然后呢，就是虚拟世界跟权威。
I have a confession to make.
我有这里有一个认罪分享。
The generation I grew up in, I fell in love with a girl.
我在过去成长的时候呢，我爱上了一个女孩。
Her name was Lin Chin Xia.
她的名字叫做林青霞。
Man, was she beautiful to me at that time.
她非常漂亮，对于她来说。
And then you go on the net, you know, and people got all sorts of views of actors, actresses, singers, etc. And thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs up, thumbs down for movie, thumbs up, thumbs down for your star. I went on the net and saw so many thumbs down for Lin Chin Xia.
所以我去到网际网络的时候呢，就去搜索一些的照片，就是一些艺人的照片呢，不管是电影或者歌曲，都有人在评价说好的、不好的、好的、不好的，然后就看到林青霞的照片呢，有很多人都说不好的。
I felt rage.
我感到非常生气。
I don't know who you listen to in terms of music.
我不知道你是听谁的音乐。
So one of my favorite singers of the 50s and 60s was Nat King Cole.
其中一个我喜欢的乐歌手就是 Nat King Cole.
And one of the songs he sang got repopularized again by Michael Jackson.
其中一首他唱的诗歌呢被 Michael Jackson 重新的翻唱了。
Smile when your heart is breaking. Smile even though it's aching. Oh, beautiful song.
也是一个很好听的诗歌。
And then I went to Google it on YouTube. How many thumbs down?
当我去看网际网络搜查的时候呢，有很多人评价就是不好的这首诗歌。
Then I was thinking to myself.
那我在想
，If God had a website and God had a YouTube, there's a YouTube on God.
如果有 YouTube 可以找到神的话
，How many thumbs up will he get, and how many thumbs down will he get?
人对神的评价是有多少个人会称赞好，有多少个人是称赞不好的呢
？You getting the point?
你找到信息的重点吗
？I would hazard a guess. I would bet with you that God, if He had a website, if He had, He was on YouTube, He would get more thumbs down than thumbs up.
我在猜想，如果神可以在网际网络上搜索他自己的主页，然后在 YouTube 可以找到他的话，有很多人对他的评价都是不好的。
The internet and the virtual world is junking up our ideas of authority.
网际网络跟虚拟的世界呢，对，使我们对权威失去分寸，本末倒置了。
You know how many young people and young adults are bullied on the internet?
你知道有多少个年轻人，有多少人是在网际网络上被欺负
？And so you don't just get bullied physically, truly in school.
而你不是真正的在肉体上被欺负。
But now, after school, you get bullied on the internet.
但是在学校以外呢，你甚至在网际网络上受到攻击。
Ask teachers, ask psychologists.
你问一些心理学家。
The social problems in Singapore and around the world are not diminishing; they are multiplying.
在社交媒体里面的那些的问题，社交的问题呢，不单单在真实生活里面，在网际网络上都非常越来越严重。
Youth are less and less.Secure about their identity.
我们的年轻人呢，越来越不在自己的认知下，越来越没有安全感。
About the way they look about their body image.
他们是他们自己的一个的自我形象的认知。
Because on the net, everybody is an authority.
因为在网际网络里面，每一个人都是他自己说了算。
Even people with the wackiest ideas are an authority.
甚至是一些对这一些人在有非常奇怪的一些的意见呢，他自己也有他自己的个权威在那边。
Singaporean Amos is it?
Amos, 新加坡人。
Amos E.
Amos E. Yeah.
Okay. So a friend came back from America.
一个从美国朋友回来的朋友。
And you know we got talking, and then she said, "Hey, what do you think of Amos E?"
我在谈天的时候呢，他问说：“哎，你觉得 Amos E 怎么样？如何？”
And so I flipped the question back straight away.
所以我就反问他。
I said, "What do you know of Amos E? Because you're in America all this time. What do you think?" And he said, "We think he's great."
我就问他说：“你认为 Amos E 怎么样呢？你听到的是什么东西？什么样的一些的新闻呢？”
I mean, he's a young man. Maybe the way he's not very polished with his language, but he's daring to speak up. That's great.
那他说他是很好啊，做得好啊，他至少他很勇敢的发表他的意见，是很好的一件事情。
So even an Amos E got fans following him.
甚至 Amos E 也有一些的粉丝在跟随他。
In the virtual world, wackos and straight-thinking people, we are all authorities.
所以在虚拟的世界里面呢，怪咖、奇怪的人，他们都有他们自己说了算的一些事情。
So what's virtuality in the internet saying about Jesus and the cross?
所以在虚拟世界里面呢，耶稣还有他十字架，有扮演着一个怎么样角色
？Does the internet agree that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life?
网际网络有没有认同说耶稣基督就是他的就是道路、真理、生命呢
？How many thumbs up? How many thumbs down?
有多少个人按赞？有多少个人没有按赞呢
？What's the internet rating of?Is the Bible the only truth from God?
那个在网际网络上的一些的评估，圣经是不是神的真理呢
？What's the internet opinion of there is only one way to God or all roads lead to heaven?
网际网络上的一些的意见是什么呢？是不是耶稣是唯一去天堂的道路，还是每一条道路都能够通上天堂呢？
Brothers and sisters in Christ, after a while you're going to realize God is not interested in your opinions.
但是你会发觉到神其实并没有对于我们的个人意见感兴趣。
So you may come to a retreat like this, a camp like this, you listen to a sermon every week.
所以你可能来到我们的推车会里面，你每一个在听讲道、听信息的时候。
Then we ask each other, what do you think of, what do you think of hell?
所以你会问到说，你觉得地狱是怎么样的呢？
What do you think of the devil? Is there such a thing called the devil? We're 21st century people, you know?
你觉得撒旦是怎么样的呢？是你我们是21世纪的人，你知道吗？
What do you think of sin? There's no sin, lah. There's no God, there's no devil. There is no heaven, there's no hell.
你觉得罪是怎么样呢？是应该没有罪的存在吧？这里没有神，没有恶者，没有撒旦，没有天堂，没有地狱。
It was John Lennon of the Beatles that wrote the song Imagine.
John Lennon 在那个 Beatles 一个歌手呢，他写这首歌 Imagine。
Imagine there's no heaven.
Imagine 那里是没有天堂，想象那里没有天堂。
Above us only sky, it's just sky. There's no heaven.
在我们上面看，抬头看的就是只有天空而已，没有天堂。
God is not interested in your opinions and my opinions.
神并没有太对我们的意见太感兴趣。
He's interested in your obedience.
神对我们对神的遵从有感兴趣。
Whether you and I think there is a God.There is no God. Whether you and I think there is Satan, there is no Satan. Whether you and I think there is sin, no sin. Whether you and I think there is death, no death. It's still going to happen to you.
不管有没有神，不管有没有死，有没有罪，这些最终都会发生。
But virtuality is confusing and messing up our sense of authority.
在虚拟的世界里面呢，却误导了我们的对权威的认知。
So what's Pastor Peter Lin's view on LGBT?
那林牧师对LGBT 同性恋的看法是什么呢？
What's the QBC leadership view of LGBT?
我们教会的对 LGBT 的看法是怎么样的呢？
What's my view of LGBT?
我对 LGBT 的看法是怎么样呢？
What's my view and my church's view of transgender sexuality?
我跟教会的看法对于变性。转性的人的看法是怎么样的呢？
Please take note, whatever is Peter's view and my views, God is not interested in our opinions, He's interested in our obedience.
注意说，不管是你的意见是怎么样，其实神并对没有对我们的意见感兴趣，他对我们对他的完全的遵从感兴趣。
God says clearly in His word, He made us men and women in His image.
呀，神说得很清楚，就是他造我们是按照他的形象。
So please don't get your authority, your truth from the internet.
请不要把我们的权威还有我们的真理从网际网络上找来代替。
If you want somebody to support your personality, you want somebody to support your sexuality, you will find a voice on the net.
如果你要找一些人来支持你的人，自己本人还有你的性向的话，你可以在网际网络上随时可以找到。
A mother came to visit me and Mona in my home.
一个母亲来到我们家来找我跟太太。
Her child was struggling with same-sex attraction.
她的孩子呢，有这个性向的一个的挣扎。
She was broken-hearted. She was teary.
她母亲非常的伤心。
She says, "I'm a simple Christian." She's older than me. She's 60s, 70s.
她大概60-70岁。她说她是一个非常简单的人。
I don't know how to answer my child.
他说的我不懂怎么样跟我的孩子说。
But she handed me all these articles that she got from the net.
但是他就给我这一些他从网际网络上找到的一些的文章。
They're written by theologians and professors and doctors, theological doctors, and they all support LGBT.
这些都是一些的神学家博士们写的一些的文章，都说他们支持同性恋。
You agree? Virtuality is messing up your sense of authority.
你认为你认同虚拟的世界里面真的是把我们的权威的认知颠倒了吗？
You will always find somebody out there to support your view of what you think is true at the expense of God, at the expense of self, at the expense of others.
你 一直都可以在外面找到一些可以支持你、给予你支持、认定、认同你的一些的人。
Virtuality and individuality.
啊，虚拟世界跟个人性。
And so, what does this mean for you and for me?
就是对我、对你和我有怎么样意义呢
？We are to avoid two extremes.
我们要啊，避免两个极端。
Is it that? The one on technophobia. Yep. Okay. Technophobia. I won't live with technology. You fear technology.
科技的恐惧症。我害怕科技。
Technophilia, philia is the word, the Greek word for love. I can't live without technology.
Philia 是希腊文的爱的意思。我爱科技。
We should avoid both fearing technology and loving it to death.
我们都要避免这两个极端，就是恐惧跟非常的爱这些科技。
We should pray to be techno stewards.
我们需要成为的是成为科技的管家。
I will use technology for God and for His glory.
我会使用这些科技为着神的缘故，用在圣洁的用途上。
I will use technology for God and His service and His mission.
我会用这些科技用为神的缘故来用这些科技。
I will use technology for my godliness.
我会用这些科技来成就我自己的圣洁。
Amen.
Amen.
And so the beauty of technology today.
Technology, 科技的用途
is that it is borderless, without borders, boundaries.
它是无极限的。
So every week we post our sermons through podcasts on our website.
每一个星期我们都把我们的讲道呢录音都放上云端。
And my technical guys have a year each year will give us the numbers of people who tune in.
我的技术人员呢，都每一年都会告诉我有多少个人听了我们的讲道。
And the rough estimate is 400,000 plus people have downloaded our sermons in the last 3-4 years or so.
在过去的三四年，你们大概有400多万的人来听。
It's not just the numbers that surprise me.
这个数字呢，带给我惊喜。
And when I look down the list, say, you know, Pastor Chris, you know who tuned in or from where or not, which country?
当我看这个例。名单的时候呢
？India
是印度的人来听
，China
中国的人来听
，and this is the most staggering Israel
以色列的人来听
，and Saudi Arabia
沙迪阿拉伯
Arab countries
yeah
I don't have to go there
我都不用去那里
，and even if I went there I can't overtly preach the gospel
即使我去到那里我也不能够讲福音
but the beauty of the net is as much as Satan uses it.We can use it for God. Amen.
Yeah, 网际网络呢，即使撒旦可以用来攻击人、毁坏人，但是我们可以用来做圣洁的用途。
So everywhere I go, I just say, "Come listen to us on the internet."
所以不管我去到哪里，我都会讲说，去网际网我们的网站来聆听我们的讲道。
The main age group in our church is maybe like yours, 20 to 40s. Many young folk in their 20s, 30s, 40s.
我们教会的主要年龄层大概也是20到40岁之间。
Many of them go to good places, study in good universities, and I'm in top jobs, and they marry, they settle down, which means many of them travel every week.
很多人呢都有很好的教育，做很好的工作，他们都每一个星期都到不同的地方工作，出国出差。
And they say to me every week.
他每一个星期都跟我说
，Pastor Chris.
Pastor Chris.
Please tell your tech guys to keep uploading the sermons.
请告诉你的技术人员，每一个星期继续不断的来上载我的讲道。
I got an email from someone from not my church outside, and he wrote to me.
我收到这样子的一个电邮邮件。
Thanks be to God for ALPC's podcast.
谢谢亚当路长老会的正道的经文。
I've been listening to your sermons for the past 2 weeks while driving to and from work.
过去两个星期，我都在驾车去工作的时候，我都在听你的讲道。
I'm up to date with all your current sermons and almost through all your archives.
我就一直在聆听你最新的信息，而且呢，在过往的信息我都在聆听。
Really been blessed, really been enriched. Well done, they are good. Persevere, keep it up.
我都受到祝福，被祝福，请你继续这样做。
But I'm sending you to you a small check.
待会我把这样子的一个支票。交给你
Because sometimes the recording is not very clear.
因为有时候这个录音呢，并不是那样的理想，它的数字。
It's a bit muffled.
有时候太过的模糊。
seek your pardon for being so critical.
对不起，我必须要这样讲。
But good sermon should be clearly heard.
但是好的正道信息必须要很清楚的被你听到。
So here's a small check.
所以这里是一个很小的支票，送我。
To buy better equipment.
请你用来买好一点的器材。
$5,000.
五千元。
Isn't it great?
很好吗？是很好吗
？Not my church member, no.
不是我的教会的会友。
I'm going to go back and scold my church.
我会回去骂我的教会的会友。
They listen, they don't do anything about it, which tells you they're not listening.
他听，他们却没有做任何事情，就告诉我们他没有听。
Isn't that wonderful?
是很奇妙的事情。
Many of you, as young folks, the millennials,
年轻人
your thumbs are the most exercise part of your body.
你的拇指是做最多运动的。
One day I got into a taxi in Singapore.
我有一天我去的乘搭一辆的士。
The taxi drivers turned to me as I was texting a message.
Taxi driver 那个司机呢就转向我跟我说。
And he said, how old are you?
他问说你几岁了？
He said, actually you look very young, no, but the way you're sending message look very old, no.
但是你看起来好像很年轻，但是你在传简讯的样子看起来很老。
I don't do that.
他不是用两个拇指这样打打打，他是一个手指这样按。
Oh, young folks, you've grown up with this.
年轻人都是用两个拇指。
And you are bright, you are brilliant Christian young folk.
而你呢，就是非常聪明的
年轻人。May God inspire you, may God empower you to use the.Virtuality for His glory. Amen.
愿神使用每一位的年轻人，用虚拟世界里面来
告诉他。I need the young folk to tell me how to do this.
我需要年轻人来告诉我要怎么样做它。
I finally got my iPhone.
我终于拿到我的 iPhone.
I repented of all my Androids.
我就代替了所有的 Androids.
I now well and truly worship Apple.
我现在真正的、敬拜
Apple
苹果。
I got a Mac Air, I got this, my life is under control.
所以他的生命就完全被苹果掌权了。
And you know why it's under control? Because by God's grace, I'm going to use technology more and more.
为什么被掌权呢？因为按着神的恩典，我会用这些的科技，更多的来使用这些科技。
Isn't that great?
是很好。
We can use all things for God.
我们可以用任何事情为着神的缘故。
Finally, we end.
Finally, 最后。
Finally for you, Gordon.
Okay, yes.
I can see. Finally, ha. So how do we do this?
我们要怎么样做呢？
Technology and virtuality is a great servant, but a bad master.
科技还有虚拟的世界呢，是一个很好的仆人工具，但是是一个很不好的一个的主人。
Like money and everything else, money is a great servant but a terrible master.
就好像钱财那样，钱财是一个很好的工具，但是它却不能够成为那个主人。
Every human creation under God is a great servant but a bad master.
每一个按着神的样式造的人呢，都是好的工人啊、仆人，但是是一个不好的主人。
How do you stop technology, phones, computers from becoming masters?
要怎么样？使这些我们是怎么样使这些电脑电话成为我们的主人呢
？Always pray and plan for gadget-free time in a day.
时刻都要谨记，要有一段时间是没有这些的电话科技伴随着我们的时间。
And maybe beginning with this retreat, you will make a covenant with God.
可能我们就在这个的退休会里面开始跟神立约说
：Come 9 p.m., come 10 p.m., I shut this off.
当我们九点十点来到这里的时候呢，我们就把电话关上。
The world cannot connect with me. I cannot connect with the world.
世界不能够跟我们连接，我们也不能够跟世界连接。
It will just be me and God and His Word. I could have read the Word on the phone, but I close it. I memorize it.
所以就是只有我、神还有神的话语。我可能可以在电话里面看那个神的话语，但是我把它关上，我就把它背起来，把神的话语背起来。
So pray and plan for gadget-free time hours in a day.
所以呢，就我要祷告，为着我们有一段完全没有科技伴随我们的时间来祷告，而且去计划。
Do that personally. Do that as a family.
个人的，也是家庭式的，这样子的去做。
In the Cha family, example, in the Lee family, in the Lin family, in the Tan family.
在不同的家庭里面。
From 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., 7 a.m., we will be gadget free.
从晚上十点到早上，七点，不管什么时段呢，我们都不用科技电话。
Look up here.
大家。
You think can do?
可以吗？
8 hours without my phone.
八个小时不用电话。
8 hours without my phone.
八个小时不用电话。
Oh Lord.
主啊。
Oh Lord, please don't discipline me like that.
请你不要这样来管教我。
This is suffering of the greatest extreme.
这是一个受苦的经历。
My daughter went with her JC to a trip overseas.
我的女儿跟同学去外国旅行。
I think it was to Cambodia or Vietnam. I forget which one.
是不管是好像是去柬埔寨。
As they landed, as the school cohort.
他们去到那个学校的时候。
The teacher said, "All handphones in this box, in this bag."
老师说，全部的电话、手机交出来，放在他的包包里面。
And for the next 5 days to 7 days, we were here doing things with the Cambodians, building their painting their buildings, building a toilet, building a school, whatever it is.
他们在柬埔寨那段期间呢，不管做任何事情
，no handphones，
都不用电话。
Total engagement with the local folk.
就完全可以花他们的时间在跟人与人之间的交。
All of them walk up to the teacher and the box all reluctantly.
每一个学生呢，都很不自愿、不愿意的走到老师的面前。
And their hearts thinking, "I will get you."
他的心就在想说，我会拿回来的。
I went to pick her up when she came back.
我去接她回来的时候。
I said, "How was the trip?"
我问她你这个旅程怎么样
？It was so great. It was so cool then.
她讲说非常棒，很好。
In fact, she didn't want to leave her friends at the airport.
他说，他也甚至不愿意离开他的朋友。
They're bonded so deeply within.
他跟朋友之间的那种的关系非常的密切。
And bonded so deeply without with the Cambodians.
他们也跟柬埔寨的那边的人呢，非常的密切了关系。
And she and her friends could say, "You know what we learned?"
他有一个朋友说，我学到什么呢？
I can survive without my phone.
我可以。活得好好的，即使没有用电话。
And the relationships became deeper and richer and fuller and truer.
而我们的友情呢，就更加的真诚，更加的有根基。
Gadget free time in a day.
完全没有手机的一个的时间。
Do you think you could go for gadget free day in a week?
你觉得你可以有一天，在一个周里面呢，一天完全不用电话，不计用网际网络吗？
God calls us to keep a Sabbath day.
主耶稣叫我们说要遵守主日。
A Sabbath day in which we don't do, the goal is not to do nothing, but to do the most important thing, renew our relationship with Him.
这个时间呢，不是做没有做任何事情，而是用这一天呢，跟主耶稣自己相交。
For Israel in the Old Testament, it was a rest day for.Everything, including their animals.
在旧约里面的以色列人呢，他们是完全不做任何东西，包括他们的动物。
The modern English term for it is that we down tools, we put down our tools, we shut off everything.
在现代的词句里面呢，我们就是把所有的工具都放下来。
You think people of QBC could survive with a gadget-free day a week?
你觉得 QBC 可以在一周里面有一天完全不用这些的科技的工具吗？
How about when you go for holidays, a gadget-free week in a year?
怎么可能在我们的旅游里面呢？一个星期，在一年里面一个星期不用科技呢？
Those are things for us to pray and to ponder.
这是我们应该去思想。而且去祷告的事情。
If the answer is no, I cannot do this.
如果我们的答案是不可以的话
，the chances are very high.
我们就有机会。
That this is not a servant, this is a master.
我们就有机会成为手机的奴仆。
It controls you.
它控制了我们。
It gives you your sense of identity.
它给了我们是谁的一个形象。
It gives you your false security.
它给了我们一个不正确的安全感。
It determines your destiny.
它给了我们的命运方向。
And so,
所以
you have to decide.
你要决定。
Extreme self-love at the expense of God and neighbor.
你是极端的爱自己， 而不爱神和灵舍吗？
Or born again new heart through Christ?
还是一个重生的一个新的心？
To love God and to love neighbor.
来爱神和爱灵舍。
The Lord bless us and keep us.
神祝福和看顾我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Allow me to pray. Let's stand and pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
All that you say to us in your word is true.
主耶稣，你向我们说的话都是真理。
In the last days, people will indeed be lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, lovers of self.
在末世的时候，人的确是成为爱自己、爱财富、爱享乐的人。
Rather than lovers of God.
而不爱你。
May we confess willingly and quickly.
我们在神的面前，我们要承认自己。
That in your eyes we are sick.
在你的眼中，我们是生病的。
That in your eyes we are lost people.
在你的眼中，我们是迷失的人。
And so we confess we struggle with our spiritual sickness and our spiritual lostness in so many different ways.
所以我们在你面前，我们要承认自己在属灵上是生病的，属灵上是迷失的。
Most, if not all of us now struggle.
大多数的人，如果不是全部的话，我们都挣扎面对。
Technology and virtuality.
挣扎怎么样去用这个科技和虚拟的世界。
Some of us are now addicted.
我们其中有一些人已经上瘾了。
Some of us have been mastered.
有些已经是被控制了。
We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your empowering.
我求你原谅我们，我求你使我们。
That only you are God and Jesus Christ is Lord.
求你释放我们，因为主你自己，唯有你是我们的主。
And by the power of your Spirit and the enlightenment of your Word,
你的圣灵的能力，还有你自己话语的亮光
，transform our hearts to love you and you alone.
来改变我们的心，来爱你，单单的爱你。
And to love the church and the people you give us to love in our marriages and our families.
还爱你的教会，还有一些你放在我们生命当中，我们的家人。
And if our addiction to our phones is causing us to stumble in that area,
我们的使用我们的科技电话使我们跌倒的话
，Please come and save us, and please come and help us.
求你来帮助我们，拯救我们。
We pray this that we will not be destroyed by Satan and the world.
我们祷告，我们不会被撒旦和世界而毁坏了。
We pray this that we will not be destroyed by our self-love.
我祷告不会被我们自己的自我自恋而毁坏了。
But for everything you give us,
是任何你给我们的事情。
For everything we wisely create because you have made us,
任何我们用我们的智慧来创造的是工具。
May we use them to serve you.
我们都用来侍奉你。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please thank God.
Thank God.